I think I met Lydia Vance at my first poetry reading. It was at a bookstore on Kenmore Avenue. Again, I was terrified. Superior, yet terrified. When I walked in there, there was standing room only. I was sitting at a table drinking beer. She put both hands on the edge of the table, bent over and looked at me. She had long brown hair, quite long, a prominent nose, and one eye didn't quite match the other. I could feel vibrations running between us. Some of the vibrations were confused and were not good, but they were there. She looked at me and I looked back. I told her, "I'd like to rip that fringe off your jacket. We could begin there." Lydia walked off. I never knew what to say to the ladies. I walked into the room. On a simple iron bed, a boy was sleeping. He was pale and slim, with masses of dark curls, lying bare-chested with strands of beads around his neck. I stood there. He opened his eyes and smiled.